Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
What time is it?
5:30.
When was the last time?
About 3, I think.
Oh, well, it's only natural.
It certainly is.
All right, Robert?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What are you doing?
Just make sure they're okay. Darling.
Dad? Oh, no. Did Oscar wake
up? Oh, don't worry about it. Is he all right?
Just hungry, that's all. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's really not a problem.
Oh, you shouldn't have got up.
I just thought I'd make sure everything was okay. It was lovely to see my grandson at any time of the day.
Or night.
How's he doing?
Oh, Linda, not you as well.
I'm sorry.
Oscar shutting the house down, waking everyone up.
Oh, I often wake early. I'm used to it. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, no.
I'm sure you would.
No, I don't want to put you to that trouble.
Oh, don't be silly. That's what we're here for.
Well, actually, I'd love one.
Say no more. I expect you'd like one too.
If you don't mind.
Of course not. And I'll do some toast as well, shall I?
Look who I found on the doorstep.
Ah, a body of itinerant pudding makers.
Hi, Phil.
Who only work one day a year. And that day is...
Star Up Sunday.
Exactly, Ben. And Josh has bought some eggs, look.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like you're all prepared.
Nearly. Josh, can you get the butter?
Where is it?
By the fridge.
So no church this morning, Jill?
Not at St. Stephen's.
No, we're going to Evensong at Darrington.
Got it.
I've soaked the fruit overnight.
And I have a very special extra ingredient this year.
A 5p?
No, look closer. It's an old sixpence.
Oh, yeah. Come and see, Ben.
What?
It's old money. 6 old pence.
And see the date?
1928.
Yeah, it's the year I was born. And that's why I'd kept it.
I found it when I was tidying a drawer. Mm.
And I thought, well, rather than hiding it away in there, we could put it in the pudding.
Now, what should we make first, cake or pudding?
Cake!
Pudding!
Looks as if we have a split vote.
Right. Why don't we make 2 teams? Josh, do you want to help me with the cake?
Okay.
And Ben with Grandad on the pudding.
What's Mum going to do?
She can be general factotum.
What does that mean?
Dog's body. Suits me.
Right, boys. Wash your hands and let's get started.
Is this HMS Pinafore?
Yes. A Penny Hassett. Larry Lovell has cast himself as Captain Corcoran, would you believe?
Good Lord, I thought he'd be the, you know, the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Yes, but Corcoran gets the girl, doesn't he?
Does he?
Well, Buttercup, anyway. A pity whoever's playing her.
He must be the oldest serving officer in naval history.
Poor little Buttercup, indeed. Do you want the review section, Robert?
If you finish with it.
I need to read through the parish council agenda for Tuesday.
All right, then.
There you are. Derek will be absent, I'm afraid.
Your chairman playing truant, is he?
Missed the one before last as well.
Is he ill again?
One could forgive him if he were. Now, he and Pat are spending the week with his daughter.
Oh, I see.
Moved to Oxford, apparently. It's really getting beyond a joke. I think it's time Derek considered his position.
Suppose you do have to question his commitment.
It's about time that council had some truly dynamic leadership.
Yeah, but who... Oh, I see...
What?
Well, you would be a very committed chair, wouldn't you? And a very effective one. Are you planning a coup?
You might think that, Robert. I couldn't possibly comment.
Just don't go around poisoning Derek Fletcher.
Oh, no. No, I think we'll let the democratic process take its course.
So what's on the agenda?
Well, the big items are the community shop idea and, of course, my proposals for the Green Burial Ground. My initial researches have proved very positive, I must say.
Hello.
Oh, darling, come and sit down.
Thanks. Oh, there we are.
Do you want me to have him?
No, we're fine at the moment. Thanks.
Did you sleep?
Yes. Oh, until about 20 minutes ago, when someone wanted another feed.
Would you like some coffee or breakfast?
In a minute. I must look a state.
Not at all.
I seem to be living in this dressing gown.
Oh, no. There's nothing more lovely than a mother and baby.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was interrupting.
No, that's all right.
I was just telling your father about this green burial site.
Hmm?
My proposed use for this gift of land.
Oh, yes, of course.
So far, the area seems suitable. Water's a very important factor, of course.
Water?
Well, a burial site mustn't be on top of a protected water source.
No, I suppose not.
And the water table has to be below 3 metres.
What are you looking at?
And I've checked with the county's historic buildings and monuments record.
You've been very thorough.
Well...
Why are you pulling that funny face? Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Dear. Glad I haven't had that breakfast yet.
I'll do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, give him to me.
Oh, you hero.
Oh,
go to Grandad.
I had enough practice changing you and Leonie when you were little. And your mum was a proper little wriggler, I can tell you, Oscar. Yes, she was.
Stop it, Dad.
Won't be long. All the stuff's in your room, isn't it?
Yes. Shout if you need a hand.
I'll be fine.
Have you heard from Justin?
Not since yesterday. It's a bit early there at the moment.
Oh, yes, of course.
We're going to Skype later.
Good. Well, as I was saying, there's no indication that it's an historical site, but we still have to check.
Right. They're fighting over which DVD to watch. Doctor Who versus Iron Man.
Go and watch it with them if you like. Phil and I can clear up.
No. I'm your general factotum. And I can enjoy that lovely smell while I'm doing it.
Yeah, it is good, isn't it?
Those spices.
Well, if you wouldn't mind washing up, Ruth, I'll put the ingredients away. Are you happy drying, Phil?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, there goes another stir-up Sunday.
Doesn't it come round quickly?
Faster every year.
I love these signposts to Christmas, though. It's the Advent lunch next Sunday.
Is that here?
We're going to have a house full.
And when do the village lights go on?
Oh, that's the week after, I think.
There you go, Phil.
Jolly good.
And before we know it, the kids will be waking us up on Christmas morning.
Isn't it amazing how early they can get out of bed when there are stockings to open?
Wish they'd show the same enthusiasm on a school day.
We're really looking forward to Christmas lunch at Brookfield.
We're looking forward to having you.
We must have a talk about what you want me to bring.
Well, pudding for a start.
Well, that goes without saying.
And then it's Aunt Elizabeth's.
No, Shula's this year. For some party games and supper.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Party games? I'm not sure we'll have the energy.
The children will. And Kenton.
Yeah, well, they can get on with it.
And you must let me know if you've any ideas for a present for David.
Oh, he's always so difficult to buy for.
All men are. It's most frustrating. Phil's just the same.
I am standing here, you know.
Well, I'll have a think, Joe.
Good.
We had a bit of a surprise when we were sorting out the Christmas rota.
Oh, yeah?
No Bert. He and Frieda are spending the week with his son.
Including Christmas Day.
They're leaving Christmas Eve.
So what are you going to do?
Well, David's going to talk to Eddie.
Well, let's hope he's available.
Well, I can't imagine he's going away. It's more whether he wants to be working over Christmas.
And how's the ball going to manage without Frieda? I assume they'll be doing Christmas lunch.
All hands to the pump, I think. And Wayne, you know, Fallon's father.
Yes?
He's going to help out on Christmas Day itself.
Father and daughter in the kitchen, eh? Good luck to them.
He's bringing his girlfriend and a son over.
Ooh.
Just for the meal, not to work. At least I don't think so.
What does Sid think about that? He wasn't too keen on Wayne, was he?
I think he's just grateful for the help. Right, time for the giant ball.
I'm going to be a semi-professional chef soon.
Are you?
Oh, dear.
Shut up, Phil. You know Elizabeth and Nigel's Christmas extravaganza?
Is this the deck the hall thing? Bert said something, but I couldn't really picture it.
There's a sort of trail through the grounds, another one through the house with grottos and traditional decorations and people dressed up in Victorian costume. And Father Christmas, of course.
And is Bert Charles Dickens?
So I understand.
He's going to be dressed as Dickens and he'll be reading extracts from A Christmas Carol, which seems perfectly sensible.
And where do you fit into all this?
I'm the chief cook.
Really?
Yeah. Madness, isn't it?
It would be if I were catering for their conferences. I'd just be playing the part of a cook and doing demonstrations of Victorian Christmas food.
Well, sounds great.
8 hours a day for a whole week.
It's not a whole week. It's just from the Sunday until Christmas Eve. And I don't have to be there all the time. There's a deputy cook as well.
You'll be shattered by Christmas Day.
No, I won't. It'll be fun. And anyway, I get the chance to wear a long dress and a frilly pinny.
It certainly should be viable, with enough support, I mean. The community shop principle's well proven now, after all.
There was one in that village near Bath, wasn't there? We stopped for an ice cream.
That's right. Nearly 200 around the country, Pat says.
Really?
Mm.
Will you please stop arguing about superheroes?
Doctor Who isn't a superhero.
Nor is Iron Man.
Hello, Ruth. Hello, boys.
Hi. Hello.
Say hello, Josh.
Hello.
And this is?
Oscar.
Oh, isn't he tiny? You forget how small they are. How old is he?
Nearly 7 weeks.
Oh, isn't he cute, boys?
He's all right. He's just a baby.
Ben?
Don't worry, I'm sure I felt the same about babies when I was Ben's age.
Unromantic pair. Well, get in the car while I talk to Linda and Robert.
Don't be long. Iron Man could take Doctor Who any.
So where's his mum?
Sleeping.
She had rather a broken night, so we thought we'd take him for a little walk while she had a nap.
It's such hard work at this stage.
And with Justin having to go to New York, she'd have been managing all on her own. That's why we're so delighted we could help.
I bet she's delighted to be here.
Oh, she is.
It really is the perfect arrangement.
Oh, blimey!
Oh, sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to startle.
No, no, that's all right. Just get used to being alone on this job.
Can I have an extra pint?
Yeah, of course. You mean here in Lillian or the Dower House?
No, here. Mum's had a lot of sleepless nights lately. Jack's been getting more and more erratic.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he's been up in the night, you know, banging about, trying to get out. So I came over last night to give her a break.
Ah, and how was he?
Well, let's just say I've been up quite a while with him.
Oh, dear.
Oh, we're desperate to get him into the Laurels now. It's just so awful for Mum, Mike. I don't know how she can stand it.
Okay.
Yeah, Jenny's keeping in touch with him, so it's just fingers crossed, you know.
Hmm. Semi, was it?
Sorry?
Another point of Semi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
oh, boy. There you go.
Thanks.
And it can't be easy for you with Matt. How is he?
He should be moved to the open prison sometime today.
Oh, right.
The place he's been up to now has been pretty ghastly.
Oh, little thing.
Oh, God. Jack. Jack.
I can't do it, Valerie.
Jack.
Can I...
No. He's just got his pyjama top tangled up. Jack.
Help. Wrong
service. Sorry, Mike.
No. You go.
Sorry.
You go.
Excellent. I'll ask for you on Friday, then. Thank you.
That sounded promising.
Yeah, the head of drama thought there'd be lots of students who'd jump at the chance.
Good.
So I'm going to the university to sign people up Friday lunchtime.
Excellent. I suppose we'd better draw up a proper cast list, then. How many kitchen maids? Footmen?
Butlers?
The lady of the house? That should be you, really.
Yeah, well, I think I'll be quite busy enough with the rest of the event.
I must say, I'm not surprised. There's dreadful unemployment in the acting profession, isn't there?
Well, so I understand.
A bit of professional experience like this is bound to come in handy.
It is just living history portrayals, not the royal court.
No, but it'll look good on their CV, won't it? And earning a small wage in the vacation must be welcome.
Trouble is, even the small wages add up.
We've really got to get good visitor numbers for this if we're going to turn a profit. I mean, it's no good going to all this effort and just covering our costs.
Well, it's been in the literature for ages. And on the website.
Yeah, but the coach party bookings aren't great yet.
I think we'll pick up plenty of punters. There's nothing like it for miles around.
Yeah, but it's the first one. And no one knows what it's going to be like. I mean, you know how set people can be with their Christmas routines.
What are you saying?
We could really do with more publicity. You get people excited about the event. Remind the ones who'll just turn up and pay at the door.
Yes.
If we get them intrigued enough to want to come and bring all the family.
It's finding the time, though, isn't it? With the antiques fair and the Christmas weddings.
And the corporates, few though they are.
We're up against it, just organising all the logistics.
Yes.
In fact, on that subject...
Yeah?
I've had an idea for an extra attraction. For Deck the Hall, I mean. Can you manage by yourself for a while?
Yeah. Right. Oh, I think that's got it. Just failed completely, did it?
Yeah, the arm would only go down. Couldn't pick the silage up at all.
That's always a way, innit? Just when you think you're doing a routine job, something comes along to foul it up.
Tell me about it.
Anyway, he looked a sight, I can tell you.
Well, Mr. Woolley?
Yeah. When you think how much he used to own round here.
Yeah.
He said jump, and well, people used to jump. And now look at him, poor bloke, I mean. Couldn't even take his pyjamas off without getting into a tangle.
Oh, sad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Lillian looked worn out. She'd only been there a day. I mean, what sort of state must Peggy be in?
Well, Lillian's got problems of her own, though, ain't she?
Yeah, that's true enough. Can't be easy with your partner in the nick. Well, I mean, Neil can tell you that.
Yeah.
I bet this is the last thing Lillian needs on top of Matt being away.
Yeah, at least Grandad's still got all his marbles. Well, a few he ever had, anyway.
Joe's in great shape. But Jack, well, getting the poor old boy into her home can't come quick enough, I reckon.
Shame, though.
Yeah. Oh, Brenda come round last night. Yeah, she's doing great guns on this marketing campaign.
Oh, for the new delivery villages, yeah?
Yeah, she reckons we should come up with some sort of cartoon cow.
As long as it's a Guernsey.
Oh, yeah, of course. Buttercup or something like that. To be the face of the brand, she says.
Better than your face or mine. Sorry, Mike, no offence.
No, I'll take it. Anyway, there's this graphic designer she's worked with. She'll ask him to come up with some sketches.
Sounds great. Fun-like.
Yeah.
Let's hope it works, eh?
What on earth are you doing?
Busy.
What?
Prizes.
Oh, is there a competition in the newspaper?
No. Wants bus.
Darling, you won't find a bus in there.
Envelopments.
Oh, mind the lamp, Jack. Oh, you're getting paper everywhere.
Chalky.
What? Stephen Chalkman, what about him?
Five. You are...
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I just don't know what you're getting at.
You are...
Oh, please stop it. Oh, look, just try and calm down. Let me answer this and maybe we could have a cup of tea or something. Hello?
It's me.
Matt, darling.
I'm in a new place. They moved me this morning.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
No stalks and
shits. What was that?
Oh, wait, look, Jack, please, just quiet. Go on, darling. What's it like?
Well, it's more relaxed than Felbersham, a lot less security. I mean, it's still, you know...
You stupid man! Look what you've done!
What's going on?
Oh, for God's sake! Matt, look, I'm sorry. Jack's broken the table lamp and I can't... There's glass everywhere.
Are you Peggy?
I'm going to have to clean it up. Look, is there... I know it's difficult, darling, but is there any chance you could ring back in a few minutes?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh, please, darling, just while I clear this glass up...
Well, that's more like it. Working like a dream now.
Yeah. I'll do. Get that nosh now. I'll bring them through, shall I?
Oh, yeah. Talking of nosh, yeah. How did your dinner party go?
Oh, it was great.
Huh. Oliver and Caroline enjoy themselves?
Yeah, it looked like it.
When the pheasants turned out like you'd hoped, you hung them long enough?
Oh, yeah. Em wasn't sure at first. You know, they get a bit whiffy, don't they?
That's where the taste comes from.
She made a brilliant casserole.
Good as your mum's, was it?
Don't ask me to choose. That's not fair. All right, I'll let you off. Oliver was really nice.
Hmm?
Oh, they both were. But he said he was looking forward to seeing the new cows arriving.
Well, haven't we all? Well, now you've joined the dinner party classes, maybe you ought to come round to ours sometime. Vicky loves a dinner party.
Yeah, well, we'd like that. Well, you got your birthday first, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you got a babysitter sorted yet?
Ivy said she would. Me and Em will be there, don't worry.
Ah, along with the old village, far as I can see. I got an RSVP in person from the Snells yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, bumped into them on the green. They had Robert's grandson in the buggy.
Oh, they come for a visit?
Yeah, till Christmas.
Wow.
Well, the dad's working in the States, so his mum's come up for some TLC.
TLC from Linda? Poor kid.
Oh, don't be mean. Linda was chuffed to monkey nuts.
Yeah, all right.
It takes one to know one.
What?
A besotted grandparent.
I really think it might work.
Ridge wasn't very positive, I must admit.
You don't really surprise me.
But look, I've done a quick cardboard cutout so you can get the idea. Come on, Monty.
Oh, he doesn't look very happy.
No, but the real antlers would be padded.
Oh, do you think that would make much difference?
He'd get used to them.
Yeah, if he didn't break them on something. And isn't a muntjac rather undersized for the job?
No, don't you think that he'd have a sort of bijou charm? A kind of bonsai reindeer?
I just wonder how long the antlers would stay on.
What do you think of the principle, though? If we did it with something larger, maybe?
Oh, you're not thinking of putting antlers on the cattle?
No! Well, I did consider it.
Nigel!
Only very briefly. I decided that was just, oh, too silly.
Yeah, whereas false reindeer antlers on a muntjac...
All right. Oh, I just like the idea of some reindeer for Deck the Hall. Or a close approximation. So, if we can't,
retrofit?
Exactly. If we can't retrofit the animals we've got here, then what about borrowing some deer?
What, from Brian, you mean?
He's the closest, and he is family. We could have the full team.
How many is that?
Well, it's eight in the poem, isn't it? Dancer and Dasher and Prancer and Dancer.
You said that.
Help me out here, Lizzie.
Sleepy, bashful.
Now he's being silly.
Nigel. Don't you think you're approaching this from the wrong direction? We've only got the one deer, and you have to admit he's a bit undersized.
I suppose so.
But we have got cattle and sheep. And they do sort of fit into the Christmas story.
Gosh, yes! I've been so fixated on reindeer that I haven't seen the wood for the trees.
Why don't we turn one of the stables into...
a classic Christmas crib?
It could be part of the outdoor trail.
We'd need a star above it.
I'm sure Edgar would have some ideas for that. And we could get two of our drama students to be Mary and Joseph at busy times.
They'd have to like animals.
I could ask them that on Friday.
That sounds much more like Reggie's thing.
Doesn't it?
I'd still like to find a role for Monty if we could.
All right. But on one condition.
What?
He definitely isn't playing the baby Jesus. Hello?
It's me again. Sorry I couldn't ring back straight away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's the first chance I've had. What the hell was going on there?
Oh, I've been at Mum's overnight and I was looking after Jack and he's just uncontrollable, Matt.
Right.
I feel so bad about it. Mum was meant to be sleeping and the crash woke her up, or me screaming at Jack did. I'm so sorry for messing you around, darling.
Oh, don't worry about it. You're all right.
Yeah, yeah, Jack's with Mum now.
Good.
So, look, you said it's better than Felpisham, then, huh?
Oh, yeah, lots. Much less aggro.
Oh, that's
anyway,
good.
Listen, I haven't got much time. The main news is you can visit on Thursday.
Oh, Tiger.
At 10 a.m.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, listen, you need something.
Oh, I can't wait
listen,
to see you, darling. It's been
yeah,
so
listen,
long.
You need a visitor's order, OK? But you pick that up at the gate, all right?
Yeah, right.
Good.
Look, can I bring you those things now?
No, listen, the money's the main thing.
But what are the radio?
A couple of sweaters, maybe. That'll be fine.
But surely, I could
really,
bring you...
Really, that's all I need, okay?
Okay, you're sure? Oh, darling, darling, I'm so looking forward
look,
to seeing
I'm sorry, Lillian, I've got to go.
Oh, all right.
I'll see you Thursday, okay?
Hello? Has everyone had a chance to view the location?
Yes.
Good. So you'll know that there's good road access, which is essential, of course, but there would need to be good disabled access within the burial site itself, and a lavatory would need to be provided.
Well, there's no mains drainage out there, surely, Linda?
Correct.
So are you thinking of some sort of portable loo?
Like they have at the fete?
Oh, no, that wouldn't be in keeping at all. The best option would be to build some form of composting toilet.
Oh.
Well, that would keep it green anyway.
Indeed, David. And it will be very much in line with the overall ethos of the burial site. Coffins made of biodegradable materials, beautiful natural location, wildlife habitats conserved and enhanced.
And given how full the churchyard is, it would mean that local people could be buried in the village.
Which would be a great comfort for the relatives, I think you'd agree. Rather than having to go into Borchester or Hollerton, they'd be able to remember their loved ones in their home village.
What about headstones, though? I mean, they aren't going to look very natural, are they?
No, Neil. No markers are allowed.
Well, so how do people know?
Oh, well, proper records are kept, so someone will always know the exact location of the interment.
Ah.
Well, they may choose to plant a tree at the spot.
Like Betty Tucker's.
In a way, yes, but essentially the graves are unmarked. To the outside observer, it's simply, well, it'll look like a nature reserve.
Any more questions?
No.
Well, thank you, Linda, for that very detailed assessment.
Yeah.
I know there were other suggestions about how we could use the land, so, Neil?
No, thanks. Yeah. Well, as you know, I'm keen to see the plot used for allotments. I mean, since the recession, a lot more people want to grow their own veg. And not everyone has a big enough garden. I mean, there's a real demand for them.
The waiting list has increased lately.
So, I think Brian's gift of this land is an ideal opportunity for us.
But wouldn't you say it's a little far out of the village?
Well, that's not going to be a problem, surely. People are going to drive there, aren't they?
Which would mean we need to allocate space for parking, which would be space taken away from growing.
You'd need car parking if it was a graveyard.
Green burial site, Neil.
You could fit a lot of graves in one allotment, though, Neil.
Exactly, which means that my proposal will benefit a much larger number of people.
And how did you know it was me night off?
Oh, a little bird told me, Ian. Annette's out and I was at a loose end, so I thought you might welcome a bit of company. And I have got a reason for coming round.
Have you?
Last week.
Hmm?
Ugh, I'm dying to hear what you thought of Leon.
I expect you'd like a drink.
Just a cup of tea would be fine.
Okay, you stay there, I'll go make it.
Right, now, item 5, future of the village shop. Now, Susan Carter has already spoken about this in public time, and Peggy Woolley has asked Pat Archer to speak on her behalf. So, Pat, if you'd like to join us.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you sit there, Pat.
Yes, thanks. Well, I don't think it will come as a surprise to anyone to learn that the shop hasn't been paying its way for some time. And given Peggy's circumstances, she feels she really can't keep it on any longer. But she does know how important the shop is to the village, so she said that if there's enough interest in the community taking it on and running it, she'd be willing, in principle, to lease the shop to the village for a peppercorn rent.
Oh, that's wonderful news. I think we all agree that no one wants Ambridge to lose this vital amenity.
Yeah, but even with a low rent, you're still going to need a lot of money to buy the stock. And then there are all the running costs.
Well, yes, we'd need working capital. But there are various ways to achieve that. We can apply to organisations for grants and loans. Then there are fundraising events, selling shares.
Shares?
Well, not conventional shares, as in, I don't know, Borchester land or something. The way they work, there's no financial gain, and no matter how many you earn, you only have one vote.
So why would people buy them?
Well, although it's only one vote, you do have a say in the way the shop is run.
Oh.
So it's a way for people to be involved and support the project. And because the price of a single share is very cheap, say £10, almost anyone can get involved.
And if you have a share, you're more likely to support the shop by actually shopping there.
Precisely.
But a few £10 aren't going to go very far, are they?
No, that's as much about involvement as actual financial support. But people sometimes make donations. just because they support the principle of keeping the shop in the community.
Like a donation to charity?
Well, let's call it an altruistic gesture. There are lots of social benefits.
Charity begins at home, David.
Well, another way that people can help financially is by offering interest-free loans. These might be for a few hundred or £1,000, say. And some supporters are kind enough to say the money doesn't have to be paid back.
Matt didn't want her to visit at all while he was in Felpersham prison.
Why not?
Well, it's a pretty desperate place, apparently.
Well, the more reason for Lillian to visit him, surely.
Well, I think he was just trying to protect her.
Oh, well, I suppose I can see that.
Yeah, but now he's moved to Petchley.
It's lower security?
Yeah, it's an open prison. Oh. I mean, he's obviously more comfortable about it, so she's going on Thursday.
Oh, but she can't wait.
Well, that's an understatement. You should have seen her.
Oh. How often can she visit?
Yeah, I asked her that. And she doesn't know.
Oh.
Yeah, well, Matt didn't have much time on the phone.
I see. Oh, so go on then, Ian.
What?
Leon. Isn't he a great guy?
Well, yeah. I'm sure he is, yeah.
Didn't you like him?
He's just... Well, don't get me wrong, Helen. It was probably me and Adam. We just really didn't head it off with him. It's just a chemistry thing, I expect.
I thought we all got on really well.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, we did when you were around.
What do you mean? I was around the whole time.
Well, no, not quite. I mean, you went to the loo, remember?
Yeah, I suppose so.
And, well, Leonie just sort of switched off the charm.
What?
I mean, he was, well... Well, it was more than standoffish. It wasn't far off being rude, actually.
Well, you must have said something to upset him.
Okay, well, I mean, we wondered if we had, but we went over it afterwards, and honestly, we hadn't. He just didn't want to know us.
But everyone thinks he's wonderful.
Well, who does?
Well, all my friends. Kirsty, Brenda, Annette.
Yeah, and that's just what we're worried about.
What?
Kirsty, Brenda, Annette.
Yeah?
They're all girls.
What are you saying?
I mean, do you not think he might be... Okay, Adam and I thought that he's just the sort of guy who makes more of an effort with the women.
He understands women. He's not just some macho Aussie. That's why I like him.
Yeah, okay, sure. But look, Helen, okay, you have to realise that I'm only saying this because I care about you, okay? I just think that he might be a bit of a player.
No.
I'm sorry, but... Look, as soon as you were gone, he started to check out all the other girls.
I don't believe you.
We saw him.
No. No, you must have got it wrong.
And what are the implications for the post office, Pat?
Oh, right. Well, firstly, I hope people understand that the post office is a separate business. And Susan's salary for her work there is completely independent of her earnings as shop manager.
But the shop and the post office, well... They wouldn't survive without each other.
Not necessarily. It wouldn't be impossible for the post office to operate out of other premises. The Bull, perhaps, or even here in the village hall.
Oh. Do you really think that's likely, Pat?
Well, it's not really for me to say. I mean, I'm focused on saving the shop. If we do that, the post office can run in conjunction with it, just as it does now.
But what about Susan's job in the shop? I mean... There are no guarantees under this new arrangement, are there?
I really am very sympathetic to Susan's worries, Neil. But it's simply too early to say whether the shop would need a salaried manager or what the hours would be. I know it's not very satisfactory, but I think it is worth pointing out that Peggy has made a decision. The shop can't continue as it is. So without this alternative, I'm afraid Susan's job would definitely be ending.
That's a fair point, Neil.
Yes, we know. And
and of course, we will keep her informed every step of the way.
Helen, please, look, you don't have to go.
I think I do.
Well, I'm sorry, OK? I didn't want to have to tell you.
And why did you then?
Because I said I care about you, OK? And you did ask me.
Well, I wish I hadn't now.
Well, I couldn't lie to you.
Look, you've got him all wrong.
Helen, OK, I really hope I have, but
just
I don't...
Just when I found a lovely man, I don't need you slagging him off.
You did ask me.
Well, at the moment, this is all theoretical, of course. We don't know what level of support there'd be for a community shop.
Oh, surely everyone will be behind it.
Well, no one I've spoken to has said they'd be happy for the shop to close, but that's a long way from actually committing your time and money to keeping it going. I mean, hundreds of people live in Ambridge. Susan could tell you she never sees lots of them from one month to the next.
So wouldn't you have the same problem?
Well, the Plunkett Foundation says that residents are more likely to support a community-run shop. But actually, shopping there wasn't really what I meant. Mm. I was thinking about people giving practical support.
Well, working there, you mean?
Well, according to my research, to keep the business open 7 days a week, we'd need at least 40 volunteers.
And you'd need some sort of committee to run it, presumably.
Yeah, but it starts much earlier than that. There's an awful lot of work to be done to get the project off the ground.
You'd want a business plan drawing up.
And we need to start investigating sources of funding. But it's got to the point where I can't do this on my own.
I think you've done splendidly so far, Pat.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to form some sort of steering group.
Yeah. Usha Gupta has already offered her expertise, and I'd very much like at least one or two representatives from the parish council on it.
No, I'd be happy to serve, if that's...
Yeah, and me. So does anyone have any objection to Linda and me taking on that role?
No.
Good.
Susan's very keen to be involved, of course.
Oh, well, of course, Neil. I mean, we're very keen to draw on Susan's experience.
And would you be happy to lead this group, Pat?
Yes, if that's what people wanted.
Well, I can't see anyone fighting you for the honour.
And as a next step, I'd like to send out a questionnaire to everyone in the village.
And what sort of things would you be asking?
Well, if the shop were run by the community, would they shop there? Would they be willing to volunteer or make a financial contribution, that sort of thing?
And you'll report back when you've seen the responses?
Certainly.
Good. Right.
Well, that is a lot to consider.
Pat, I'd like to thank you for all the hard work you've done on this.
Yes.
We all know how important the shop is to this village. And I'm sure we'll all do whatever we can to preserve it.
Ah, hello, Hayley, love.
How's Abby?
Ah, she's fine. We've just gone for a little walk in the buggy and she's spark out, bless her.
Oh, great. Look, Vicky, I wonder if I could ask you a favour.
Well, of course you can, Bab.
You know this Deck the Hall thing, the Planet Work, with the Christmas trails and the living history stuff?
Oh, yeah, it sounds lovely. I was telling Mike we should definitely come along to it.
Yeah, it should be great. But Nigel and Elizabeth want to give me some feedback on the kids' activity sheets I've done after work.
Oh, yeah.
So, is there any chance you could have Abby for an extra hour?
Of course.
I should be home by 6.
Oh, that's no problem at all, Hayley. Means I'm the lucky one. I get to spend extra time with little Abby, don't I?
Oh, that's really good of you, thanks.
My pleasure.
Right, better get on then. I'll see you later. And thanks again.
Bye.
Well, don't we have a lot in common?
Hello, Linda.
Two step-grandmothers on buggy duties.
And you must be Coriander.
My friends call me Kaz.
Oh, well, Linda's told me such a lot about you.
Oh, dear.
Oh, very complimentary, don't you worry, Kaz. Oh. I'm Vicky.
Oh, how do you do?
Pleased to meet you. Oh. And this must be little Oliver.
Oscar.
Oscar, that's right. Oh, isn't he a beauty?
We think so.
And this little one here is Abby. Do you know Roy and Hayley? She's their daughter.
Oh, she looks very sweet.
Ah, she is. But aren't you tiny, Oscar?
They get bigger, so I'm told.
Oh, I'm sure you'll grow up to be a strapping lad.
Oh, well, it's amazing how something so tiny can take so much time and energy to look after.
Oh, yes, babies, they're hard work.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe how long it's taken me to get ready today.
We had intended this to be a morning outing.
I don't know where the time goes.
In fact, I've been wondering if we should start to establish a routine for Oscar.
A routine?
Set times for feeding and sleeping.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The baby likes the predictability and the mother gets some time for herself every day.
I've heard of this, but
In fact, we really should start to record events in a journal.
What sort of events?
Well, when he feeds, when he sleeps, when he's grizzly.
Oh, you're never grizzly, are you, precious?
Happy time, bowel movements.
Some of my friends have tried to do this sort of thing, and I just don't see how it works. I mean, if the baby's sleeping at feed time, you're meant to wake them up.
Oh, seems unfair.
And it's actually very restrictive for the mum, too. I don't really think it's practical.
It's a very popular approach.
Oh, doesn't sound right to me.
He's a little person, after all. Not a piece of machinery.
A lot of experts do seem to support it.
Experts? What do they know?
Well, quite a lot. That's why they're experts.
Well, I think I'd rather stick as we are.
Yes, of course. You're his mother, and it's your choice.
Mm. And we do need some more nappies, so we'd better get to the shop.
Oh, yes, make the most of it while it's still here.
Ah, well, reports of the shop's demise may be exaggerated.
Oh, yes.
Yes. As of last night, I joined a steering group to take it over and run it by and for the local community.
She's very quiet, this one.
Probably didn't need to get her in the crush. Gracie's very docile, aren't you, girl?
What's the sire? British Frisian?
Yep. So what's going to happen to Brian's plot of land, then?
Oh. Well, it was quite a lively discussion. Linda had done her homework, big style, as usual.
Yeah, but she never comes unprepared.
All the facts and figures about green burial sites. And she's checked out the plot that Brian's donating to make sure it was suitable.
And is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's the cervix. I'll have the straw now.
You're just humouring me, aren't you, Ruth?
What?
You don't really need my help to AI a cow.
No, I'm just doing it to make you feel wanted.
Huh. Don't need you patronising me, you know. You can get that from the kids any time.
Well, as they're not about.
You thought you'd keep me in practice.
Absolutely. There we go.
Neil spoke up for allotments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he made a good case. Not as detailed as Linda's, of course.
Well, everyone knows what an allotment is, don't they?
Yeah, sure.
How they work. You don't need a slideshow.
Well, I could see his point, too. There is definitely a demand.
So, which way did you vote?
Well, in the end, I went for the burial site. Just seemed like, well, a big idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something with a bit of imagination.
Well, it's different, certainly.
Yeah.
There you are, girl. That's you, Duncan.
And it would be a better money spinner than just a few more allotments.
Did people agree?
Most of them did, yeah. Or they were just terrified of Linda. We said we'd try to investigate other sites for allotments, but we're going ahead with the next stage of her proposal.
Good for her.
Auntie Chris is going to write to Brian, officially accepting his offer of the land and letting him know what it's going to be used for.
Hiya.
Hey.
What are you doing here, Pip?
Oh, Neela didn't turn up.
Neela?
Biology teacher, so Jonathan gave me a lift.
Why didn't you stay on until normal home time?
Isn't there any revision you could have done?
It's no big deal, Dad. I just wanted to come home.
So are you going to revise here?
No, I thought I'd do a bit more halter training with Merlin.
Oh, all right then.
I'll just go and get changed.
Is it me, or does she seem to be doing less and less work at home? College work, I mean.
No, I thought so too.
When you think how she was slogging away when she started there.
I know.
I hope she isn't losing heart.
Oh, he's fast asleep now, isn't he?
He certainly is. And if we can just get him in here without waking up. Just cover you up.
I'll go and get the llama wool blanket.
Oh, no need.
Well, you want him nice and snug.
Oh, he's fine with this one. Look at the thermometer.
It's only 18 degrees.
And that's exactly the right temperature for a baby with a vest and a top and one blanket.
Well, it doesn't seem warm enough to me.
No, it's perfect.
Oh, so you don't want the llama blanket then?
Oh, don't be upset, Linda.
Oh, no, I'm not at all.
The blanket's absolutely wonderful, especially outdoors when it's cold. It's perfect for the buggy.
Oh, well, I'm glad you think so.
I know how much work you must have put into it. It was such a thoughtful gift.
OK, Merlin, let's go round here. That's it.
Looking good, Pip.
You can have a drink now.
He's really come on well. You must be pleased.
He's doing all right, isn't he?
Are you going to stop now? It's nearly dark.
Yeah, I think we've done enough, haven't we, Merlin?
So, Mum and I have sorted out the Christmas rotor at last.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, we were having trouble with Bert being away.
I remember.
Well, the good news is that Eddie's very happy to do some extra milkings.
Oh, cool.
And he said he can do a few other jobs around the farm as well.
Well, he knows what to do now, I suppose.
Well, he's run the place for a week. Should certainly be able to cover a morning or afternoon.
I bet you're pleased.
Well, so should you be. Means you might actually see a bit of your mum and me over Christmas.
And that's good because...
Oi! You want to be careful. Or Father Christmas might not get to hear what you want this year.
Yeah, yeah. That sort of trick might work on Ben, Dad.
No, you're far too sophisticated. Now you're a college girl. It's amazing, isn't it? It doesn't feel like 5 minutes since you went there.
Seems longer than that to me.
And now here you are. You've already got your first mocks coming up.
Yeah.
And the first actual exams are in...
January.
You know, it wasn't like that when I did A-levels. You studied for 2 years and then all the exams were packed into a few weeks at the end.
Yeah, you said.
So, how do you feel about it? Do you feel prepared?
Yeah, it's fine. Look, I better take Merlin back in.
Yeah.
Are you... Come on, Merlin. This way.
I'm really grateful for this, Vicky.
Like I said, any time. And here she is, look.
Hello, Abby. Mummy's back at last.
Oh, she's been ever so good.
Have you?
And I've given her some tea.
Oh, you're a treasure.
Eggy soldiers, wasn't it? And didn't you make a mess?
Oops.
So how was your meeting?
It was good. Yeah, Nigel and Elizabeth like what I've done. It's going to be an amazing event.
I'm really looking forward to it.
There's going to be so much going on, like all round the grounds and in the house.
Oh, I love Christmas.
There's still an awful lot to organise before then. And it's only, 3 weeks away, really.
It's my favourite time of year.
But Nigel and Elizabeth were saying they need more publicity. I think they're a bit nervous about getting enough punters in.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
So I thought if they need publicity...
Of course, Brenda!
It could be a great opportunity. I'm going to ring her after tea.
Good thinking. All she could do with the work.
Right then, madam. Let's get you next door. Right. Mummy's going out with Kirsty and her housemate.
Oh, before you go, I've got something I want to show you. Quickly, while Mike's in the shower.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's his birthday present. What do you think?
It's...
Duck.
Wow.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's very glamorous. He'd obviously have to keep it for best. He couldn't wear a watch like that for work.
Oh, no, this would be for meals out, dinner dances. Mm.
Garden parties at Buckingham Palace.
Well, you never know. And I had it engraved. Look.
Every second with you is a golden hour.
Because it's a gold watch, you see.
Yeah, I get it.
I thought long and hard about that, I can tell you. I did want every second with you is as precious to me as pure gold, but the engraver said that wouldn't fit.
No, you need a clock to fit that on.
So I had to cut it back a bit.
Oh, it's a lovely thought, Vicky. I know Michael really appreciate the thought.
I do hope so. This birthday to be so special.
With you in charge, it's bound to be.
I've been thinking about decorations.
Oh, that upstairs room at the ball can look really nice when it's decorated.
Oh, not the room.
Oh.
Well, I mean, obviously I'm going to decorate that. Gold and silver theme, Mr. Bubbles' banner. No, I mean the village.
You want to decorate the village?
Well, practically all the village is invited, so why not?
How are you going to do that?
Ah, now that's where I need your help, and Roy and Brenda. I want you to find photos of Mike throughout his life, right from when he was a baby.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get them blown up. You know that photo place in the precinct? They can do them poster size.
Oh, right.
And then we can stick them all on the lampposts and fences all leading up to the bull in age order.
So, as you drive to the party, you're treated to Mike's life history.
Exactly. And at the bull, there'll be that lovely picture of us on our wedding day.
Poster sized.
Won't it be wonderful?
Don't you think Mike might find it just a bit embarrassing?
No, he'll love it. I mean, you're only 60 once.
Well, if you're set on the idea...
Will he help me?
I'll ask Roy to get out the albums.
Oh, bless you.
Lucky Mike. Certainly going to be a day he'll never forget.
Matt! Oh, darling, it's so good to see you.
Okay, Lillian.
Don't you want a hug?
Just not here, okay?
It's loud, isn't it? I mean, look at her. She's all over him.
Yeah, revolting, isn't it? Let's just keep it civilised, shall we?
All right.
Did you have to wear so much bling?
Sorry. Just wanted you to be proud of me.
Well, okay, but can you tone it down next time?
Yeah, if you want.
And leave the cashmere in the wardrobe too.
Okay.
Doesn't do to give yourself airs and graces in here.
You know best. So, I brought the money and the sweaters.
Thanks.
I haven't got them here, though. I had to hand them in.
Yeah, they need to search them for drugs and stuff.
They will get you, though, won't they?
Who knows? Probably.
As I was leaving, I wondered if I should bring you some cigars.
No, anything like that. We've got to order through the canteen. But I don't want any anyway.
I just thought they might help. You know, I mean, you always used to relax with a cigar.
Outside? I'm not going to smoke while I'm in here.
Oh.
The first cigar I have will be on the day I walk out of this place.
Well, that's 9 months away.
Unless they let me out with a tag. Could be six.
Really? But do you mean some sort of electronic tag?
Yeah, maybe, but don't count your chickens.
Is there anything else that you need?
No, I'm fine. Though, if you do want to do something...
Yeah?
I wouldn't mind a coffee.
Morning. Sorry I'm late.
No, it said 10 o'clock.
And I didn't even make it for that.
I've been talking about 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm so pleased you could open up this morning, Helen. I only dragged myself out of bed half an hour ago. And only then by giving myself a very stern talking to.
It was a good night, then.
If I feel this bad this morning, it must have been... Oh, you really should have come.
No, I didn't really feel like it.
Oh, shall I put the kettle on? My mouth feels like litter tray.
Oh, I think you'd better, Kirsty.
Once I deal with this dehydration, should we get the delivery sorted out?
Yes, please.
And then you can get back to the dairy.
There you are.
Cheers.
It looks better than I expected. I don't know how it'll taste. And I hope that this is all right.
Chocolate.
Well, I know it's not your favourite, but at least it's dark.
Yeah, thanks. Nice thing.
Go on, have some.
Yeah. Well.
So how are you, darling? And don't say fine.
Yeah, I am, though, really. Now, after Felpersham, this place is... Well, it's not the Ritz, but it's better.
Is it?
Yeah. The staff, you know, they treat you a bit more like a human being.
Oh, that's good.
And there's hardly any locks. You can wander around if you want. You're not banged up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's got to be better.
Once more on trust. You want some?
No. You have it. So, what have you been doing since you got here?
You're still in touch and lots of interviews. See if I need to be taught to read and write.
What?
There's lots who can't. Or can't very well.
But, I mean, you don't...
No, we work that out pretty quickly.
What's your cell like?
It's okay, I've slept in worse places.
Is it a single room?
Sherry, more's the pity.
Oh, it's a shame. What's, you know, your cellmate, what's he like?
Large. Late 40s. In for burglary.
Oh, dear.
Not the brightest spark. Talks all the time. Goes on and on about Australian soaps. I tell you what, Lily. People think, you know, open prison must be full of criminal masterminds and people doing open university degrees.
It doesn't sound like it.
To be honest, most of the blokes in here are a bit pathetic.
Hayley was telling us about Vicky's plans for Mike's 60th. All sounds a bit OTT.
Well, if Vicky's in charge, it isn't going to be a discreet little affair.
And then we went on to Whispers, and that's where the evening really took off.
Whispers? Was Leon working?
He certainly was. I said you should have come out with us.
Oh, no, Kirsty. Yeah. It's difficult when he's working.
Well, you might not have had much lovey-dovey time, but at least you could have seen him in action.
What do you mean, in action?
Oh, he looked after us from the minute we walked in until we staggered out at God knows what hour of the morning.
Did he spend lots of time with you and the girls?
Oh, he looked after all of us. He's just got this way with him, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Even though he was busy, he'd have a little chat with us when he could, and he made sure we always went back to him for our drinks.
Mm, that's nice.
He kept coming up with personalised cocktails for us, and he undercharged us most of the time.
I'm sure his boss wouldn't have liked that.
Oh, Gemma was dead upset that he was taken.
Was she?
Mm. She'd have been right in there otherwise.
Really?
Don't look so worried, Helen. You got there first.
Suppose so.
Lucky thing. Right. Shall we sort this delivery then?
Yeah, we should get on.
Didn't you like it?
What?
Your coffee.
Oh, no, it was fine. I had one not long ago.
Have you and Leon seen much of each other lately?
Not for a few days. He's texted a couple of times. We're meant to be meeting up at the weekend.
Well, tell him I felt rubbish this morning, and it's all his fault.
So you're not doing any work yet?
No, not yet. That's part of the induction process the activity board has to decide.
Don't you get a choice?
No. You get what you're given.
And is it... Oh, I don't know.
What? Sewing mailbags, breaking rocks?
Well...
Yeah, no, it's more likely to be the laundry or cleaning or something.
Oh.
Or there's a horticultural department.
Really?
Yeah, they grow veg mainly. They've got a big greenhouse and polytunnels.
Well, I must tell Adam.
Oh, you do that, Lillian.
No, but it would be good, wouldn't it, working there?
Well, I think you'd give me a job when I get out.
I just meant it would be good to get you outdoors.
Well, like I say, it isn't my choice. I'll be pleased just to keep busy, though. There's only so much telly you can watch.
Will you be earning money as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wealth beyond avarice, a tenner a week.
How many hours?
Full time. But it bumps up the allowance. Not that the money's important, just doing something productive would be good.
Matt, I'm sure it'll be easier when you're working.
Yeah. Anyway, look, time's nearly up.
What?
Anything else you need to know?
No, Matt, surely we got more time.
You can come again, okay? You can come again in a fortnight.
Another 2 weeks? I don't know how I'm going to bear it, Matt. The thought of walking out of here and
Listen. This is important. You'll get a visiting order sent to you, OK? It's not like this time. You've got to ring up and book your visit, all right?
Yeah, all right.
And they'll need the reference number, got it?
Reference number, yes. Yes.
You might not get through first time. You have to keep ringing.
All right. But another 2 weeks,
yeah, it'll come round soon enough.
I'll be so looking forward to it. Will you?
Look, you don't want to let your guard down in here. They might not have so many locks and bars, but it's still a nick.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do my time, get through it, and come out fighting.
That's my tiger. I'll write to you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, you will write back.
I'll write back.
And please phone me when you can.
If we put all the Christmas specials together, then you can start the carousel with them when I've gone.
Okay, so cranberry sauce, and I think I saw Christmas puddings.
Yeah, there should be some Stollen as well.
White wine vinegar, that doesn't count as a Christmas special, does it?
No, not really.
Oh, here it is. Stollen. Have you got any particular way you want the carousel stacked?
No, whatever you think's best. Just try and get the expensive things at eye level.
Okay. Oh, not mine. Battery's flat.
Oh, it's Leon.
Ooh, cool. I'll make a start on the carousel.
Hello.
Hello, stranger. Didn't you get my texts?
Oh, hello, Leon. No, yes, I did get them.
That guy might think you're avoiding him. You haven't got another man on the side, have you?
No. No, of course not. I was just... You know, I was busy when they came in, and then I meant to reply, but I forgot, and then when I remembered, I didn't have my phone.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. I know you're a high-powered businesswoman, and me, just a lowly bartender.
No, it's not like that.
Anyway, I'm ringing about Sunday.
Oh, yes, I was thinking about...
I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to give it a miss.
Oh.
Jono's been threatening to take me carding for months, and he's booked it for this Sunday. Said he knew it was my day off, so he didn't think I'd be doing anything.
That's a shame.
Yeah, sorry, sweetheart. say no to the bloke now he's paid the deposit, so... Could we do it another day?
Yeah, of course. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I knew you'd understand.
No, well, see you next week sometime, then?
Cool.
Have a nice time on Sunday.
Oh, Jolene, thank God you're here.
Are you all right, William?
No, not really. Can I have a large one, please?
Of course. Are you on your way to see Matt?
No, I've just been. I couldn't bear to go back to the empty house.
How was it?
Not great.
Was it very depressing?
Oh, it's... Well, actually, it's better than I was expecting.
Oh?
No, it's not the place. It was Matt.
Is he in a bad way?
No, not exactly. He was just so cold. When I got there, I tried to hug him and he... Well, he almost pushed me away.
Well, it can't have been easy for him.
I gave him a kiss when I left, but... There was just nothing there. It was like kissing your uncle.
Oh, Lillian.
Some of the couples there, well...
What?
And it was pretty full on, and I just needed to hold him, Jolene.
Oh, you poor thing. There you are.
Thanks. I mean, phone calls just aren't the same, but when we were actually together, I thought that
you've got to give it time. It was your first visit, and he's only been there how long?
4 days.
Wow. He must be going through hell.
Well, if he was, surely he'd want some comfort from me.
Everyone copes in different ways.
Anyway, it didn't seem like that. He just seemed very calm. Far too calm for my liking.
He's just trying to hold it together.
He's doing that all right. But there have been times in the past when... Well, when he's just lost it. Oh, Jolene. I just hope he manages to survive this intact.
Will Jack be all right in the sitting room?
Sometimes those old films distract him for a while.
He likes the dancing, doesn't he?
We might get a few minutes to ourselves if we're lucky. I'll keep the door open so I can see him.
Well, I'll try to be as brief as possible.
You've got time for a coffee, though, Pat.
Oh, yes, but I'll make it.
No.
You sit down, Peggy.
All right.
You look absolutely exhausted.
It hasn't been the best of weeks.
I think that's an understatement, isn't it? Are you still having disturbed nights?
He has been quite restless.
How about one of us staying the night again so you can get some rest?
Oh.
Like Lillian did.
I know it was very kindly meant, but it did have its drawbacks. If I feel it'll be helpful, I'd let you know.
You must.
Now, you wanted to talk about the shop?
Yes.
Chris said that the parish council seemed keen on the community shop idea.
They did. It was very well received.
I'm pleased to hear that.
So, what we have to find out now is if the general population of Ambridge is prepared to support the idea.
To shop there?
Shop there, work there, support it financially. I'm heading up a steering group now, and one of our first jobs is to send round a questionnaire to establish how viable the proposal is.
I see.
In fact, I'm on my way to Linda's to start drafting the questions. She's on the steering group too.
Trust Linda to get involved.
Yeah, she was very keen. But separate from that, to help us start on the business plan, it would be really useful to get an idea of what sort of rent you'd want to charge.
Oh.
And how long the lease might be.
I haven't really given that much thought.
OK, I don't want to give you any more worries, but we will need to know that fairly soon.
Yes, obviously. I think I need to talk to Bryce about it.
Of course.
I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Ah, no your passenger here. Young lady thought you'd be hanging out with the birds.
A few hawks and falcons, anyway.
Oh, it's a fine sight, eh? Do you get to work with them much?
No, not as much as I used to. Uh-huh. Too many other commitments. Mm. But Jessica indulges me sometimes and lets me help.
Ah, very nice. Any road, I come to ask about this big Christmas extravaganza, your name.
Deck the Hall. Mm. So you heard about it then? Ah, that's good.
Yeah, on the grapevine, like. Mike Tucker tells me his Brenda's doing the advertising for it or something.
Well, all sorts of publicity, really. And preferably not much more advertising because it costs money. But yes, we've taken Brenda on a freelance basis. Uh-huh. She's already coming up with some excellent ideas.
Oh, she's a bright lass, is her.
She is. And we had some good news this morning.
Oh,
yeah. Darrington Choral Society has agreed to do some live carol singing in the entrance hall.
Rather than dead carol singing, you mean, eh?
Well, to supplement the recording of carols that we'll use at other times.
Yeah, so what's going on altogether, eh? Apart from live carol singing, eh?
Well, essentially, the idea is to have two trails that people can walk round at their own pace.
Uh-huh.
One of them's going to be outdoors, and that'll include things like...
I was thinking, if we run some sort of Christmas competition, do you think Grey Gables might provide a prize?
A meal for two, perhaps?
Or, if that's too expensive, a day's admission to the health club.
Well, I can certainly talk to Caroline about it. I'll let you know what she says.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Jennifer, before you go, I imagine word has got to Brian about the parish council's proposed use for his gift of land.
Oh, this natural graveyard idea.
Green burial ground, yes.
Well, Christine's letter arrived this morning and he was actually reading it when I left.
And what was his reaction?
Well, he knew it was one of the possibilities and he seems quite happy about it.
Happy?
Well, not unhappy anyway.
Oh.
As he said, as long as it doesn't mean hearses driving through the yard.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Can I come in?
Oh, Pat, yes, of course.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Morning.
Robert said to come through.
Yes. Pat and I have formed the core of the steering group, driving forward the community shop proposal.
Ah.
And we're about to start work on a questionnaire.
Oops.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, oh, it's the laurels. Would you excuse me?
Certainly.
Jennifer,
Pat, do sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Still waiting for a room to become available.
Yes. I've just been to Peggy's and she really is desperate.
Oh, poor woman. I do hope it's good news.
Yeah.
Before we start on the questionnaire, I wonder if I could ask you something.
Ask away.
Do you have any contacts for ecologically sound nappies?
So, with all this Christmassery, you'll be needing lots of holly and mistletoe to decorate the place, eh?
Well, yes, there'll be a lot of traditional decorations.
Ah, now that's where we can come to your assistance. Well, as you know, Eddie and me is the leading purveyors of holly and mistletoe in this area. Not forgetting them other Yuletide essentials, turkeys and logs.
Well, thanks, Joe, but there's plenty of holly and mistletoe on the Lower Loxley estate.
Oh.
It's just a case of collecting it, which is Edgar's responsibility.
Edgar Titcomb?
Yes. When he can find the time.
Oh, this is easy.
I must admit, he has been roped into quite a lot of the other preparations.
Ah, well, maybe too busy to traipse round your vast acres looking for winter greenery.
Perhaps.
Ah, well, now, us Grungies is experienced holly operatives. Now, how about we do the harvesting, leaving Mr. Titcomb to concentrate on his other duties?
Actually, that's not a bad idea, Joe.
Ah, that's all right, then. When would you want it collected?
Sometime in the week before the event, I imagine.
Good. So we'll get it all in a trailer and bring it up the hall.
Oh, no. Hmm? Not all of it should go to the hall. We'll want a large amount taken to the Cruck Barn.
What is it?
The barn will be where you can make your own Christmas decorations. You know, traditional ones, of course. Especially something called a kissing bough.
Never heard of it.
It's where the custom of kissing under the mistletoe started.
I thought that started in the blackout, eh?
You weave a sphere of different types of evergreens and then hang them with decorations. Oranges studded with cloves, that sort of thing.
And folk can make their own?
That's the idea. At least it will be if I can get somebody to run it.
Oh, not got a body then?
Not yet, no. I've tried several of our craft fair contacts, but no one seems to be available.
Well, you know why that is, don't you?
Why?
It's Christmas, isn't it?
Rather than are you likely to use the shop if it were run by the community, how about how likely are you?
Yeah, good idea.
Then we can have a list of answers from not at all to very likely.
Yeah, and perhaps we should have a definitely as well, because I definitely use it.
Good point. So not at all to... definitely.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello again, Pat.
Hello, Robert.
The risk of sounding menopausal, is it me or is it hot in here?
Well, I've been a little concerned that Kaz isn't covering Oscar up enough. So I nudged the thermostat up a few degrees.
Nudged it up? That's not like you.
Well, not under normal circumstances, no.
Well, it's not had much effect, I'm afraid. She's in her room emailing baby photos to Justin with the window open.
Oh, no, well, that's not the idea.
Anyway, could I have a quick word, Lindy? In private.
Oh, would you like me to leave?
No.
No, no, Pat, you stay there. We can talk in the hallway, can't we, Robert?
Absolutely. No, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you'll never guess who's just rung.
Who?
Leonie. Right out of the blue.
Does she want money?
Lindy?
Well, I'm sorry, Robert, but that is the usual reason she gets in touch.
No, this is very different. Coriander being here has made her think she's rather overdue for a visit herself.
Oh, well, it has been a long time.
So she was wondering if she could come for a few days next week.
And what did you say?
Well, I said I'd have to check with you. Our schedule, you know.
Yes.
Well, what do you think? I know her past visits haven't exactly been a sea of tranquillity.
I think it could be very timely.
Really?
Yes. I think it's time to put aside our past differences and unite around lovely Oscar.
I am so pleased to hear you say that.
Especially as things are going so well with Coriander.
So can I tell her yes?
Yes, Robert. Tell her it will be a pleasure.
Jack, I'll just have a word with Jennifer. I'll be right here, don't worry.
Oh, I'm sorry for the secrecy, but it's best if you hear this from me first, and then you can decide how you want to play it with Jack.
What is it, Jennifer?
Well, while I was at Linda's, I had a phone call from the Laurels.
Yes.
And they...
Oh, dear. They will insist on playing with the remote. Now, let me, Jack. No, give it here. It's too loud. Give it... There, that's better. Sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry about it, Mum. Anyway, as I said, Mrs. Dawson phoned from the Laurels and...
The room's become vacant, hasn't it?
Yes. Mrs. Dawson says it's not quite as big as the one we saw, but it's very nice. It's very airy.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. And it does have a view of the garden. It's the side of the garden, but... He'll be able to sit by the window and see the trees and the bushes and flowers. And, well, I'm sure there'll be lots of birds.
He does love the birds.
Yes. And if we like, we could take a look at it this afternoon.
So soon?
Yes. Just a quick look, because the previous residents' things are still in there. But, Mrs. Dawson said we could pop our heads round the door. So, what do you think?
It's, well, I'm pleased, obviously. It's what we've been waiting for.
I really think it hasn't come a moment too soon. I don't know how you've managed so long.
Well, I have managed, and I will continue to.
Well, of course, Mum. Nobody could have done more, but... You know how difficult it's been.
It's so hard to think of him leaving me. Leaving this house.
Yes. Yes, I understand, but you know it's the right decision. You knew it weeks ago. The time has come, Mum.
I imagine it'll take a little while before the room's actually available.
No, not really. Just a few days.
Few days.
Yes. Once the room's empty and clean, there's no reason to wait, is there?
I suppose not.
Jack could actually move in next week.